from Freer Damon, QBLH. The date is March the 4th, 1992. The place is in Ramona, California, USA. Received your letter today, Peter. I'm glad that your eyes are better. I would suggest that you'd get a computer screen that is not so strong for your eyes. This Motos is right in sending his artworks and so on, Men with Big Cocks. I don't know anything about him or whatever his name is. He seems to be straight, but he sure must have a fixation on cock. He has a black girlfriend who pretends to be the first and only black Thelemic woman on earth. The strange thing about the word Thelema in Greek, if you look up a good Greek dictionary, there's 60 meanings to Thelema. So that's really something, all the way from desire, this and that. I'm not familiar with W.B. Crowe's writings, but I'll keep an eye out for them. I will enclose Jake Kent's letter, but his writing is so small and so difficult to read, it is very difficult to decipher. And I'm just, over the years, I've managed to figure out what he's writing about, but he's very, a very strange writer. It seems like the head of the OAA in England there has retired from any active participation in any of the orders functions there in England now. And Jake Kent and his friends there now seem to be running it, and they plan to put out the Equinox this spring. I ordered a copy from them. So it usually takes about 6 weeks on a boat to get here. I hope you like the latest artwork that I enclosed with the tape cassette to you. I thought the one of the Death's Head skull entitled The Death Trap, the woman's yoni, was quite interesting, and it could become quite a classic in certain circles. Also, the other one is really the Egyptian symbols, and it designates Scorpio with the red rage, and then the dog Anubis. Anubis was quite interesting symbol, and the vulture god above it. I think you mentioned one, Larry, if I knew anything about Nema or Maggie Cook, or some years ago in the 70s, that I was corresponding with her. Her name was Maggie Cook at that time. She is a psychic and brings things through, and I believe is sincere, but what she presents is not my, does not interest me particularly. She was involved with Grant, and then she fell out with Grant, and then she fell out with the OTO, and then she went back. She told me all her troubles, and she's been married twice since she started writing. I haven't communicated with her for many years, but I think she's all right and sincere, and we remain friends. The tape that I sent you on yoga is really very important for those who are sincere in seeking liberation and freedom from this pain factory, which we call the world. The thing is that no one seems to realize that the true self is unchanging. It's the same. Well, we have to use the word time. It's timeless, but it's unchanging. And as long as we're going through time, we're enslaved by it. Real liberation and freedom is to get out of time into the timeless state, which is a non-mental conceptual state, and there's no memory.